Caucuses are lively, for sure. You can see people get together and commune, maybe argue for their candidates, vote for delegates. Is caucusing, though, the best way to choose a presidential candidate? Erica C. Barnett says no. She reports at the CisForCrank.com. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Bill.
Why do you think the caucus system is a bad system?
Well, I think it is fundamentally undemocratic, I say that because so few people participate. And there are a lot of reasons for that, but one is that people are busy. And when you're talking about committing, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours, some unknown number of hours in a lot of the Seattle caucuses, you know, I mean, people who have to work can't do that. People with kids have told me, you know, I had to leave because I was there for 3 hours and that was all my kid would take. So it may feel good to be able to participate in the argument with your neighbors, but ultimately it excludes a lot of people who can't make it. And it's, you know, and as you can see from the actual turnout, it's incredibly low. It's like 6%. I mean, if it ends up breaking the 2008 record, it's going to be 6% of registered voters in Washington State. And that's just not representative of anything.
Also with us, Eli Sanders, associate editor of The Stranger. Hi, Eli.
Hi, Bill.
Caucuses, as Erica said, low turnout equals undemocratic. What do you say?
Well, there are a lot of problems with accessibility for caucusing, but I don't think that means the answer is to do away with caucusing. I think it means we should make caucusing better and more accessible to people. I don't agree with the idea that caucusing is undemocratic or anti-democratic, as Erica put it. It is one of the oldest forms of democratic expression we've got in this country when you just boil it down to people getting in a room and hashing out arguments and having a civic dialogue and listening to each other and changing minds. That's the core of our democratic fabric. And the more that we can encourage that, especially at a time when so many people are retreating to life behind screens, to kind of an atomized existence where they don't engage politically with their neighbors and don't get involved in political processes and end up mistrusting institutions and processes partially as a result, the more that we can pull people out of, you know, their little enclaves and out from behind screens and into the public square for interesting civil debate and for mind-changing experiences, that the better. And so I don't think we should do away with caucuses. I think we should make them more accessible. We should really promote a lot more than we already do in the Democratic Party anyway, the surrogate voting ability. And then better than that, we should have voting holidays. So Election Day in this country, the November Election Day, should be a federal holiday so that people all across the country, whether you're voting by mail or in person, have the time to vote. And in this,
okay, let's break this down a little bit, Eli, because you know a lot and have a lot of opinions. I just want to make sure we've discussed this central question, Erica. It's not undemocratic. It's activist democracy. What do you say? And please,
yeah, I mean,
and please,
Eli,
frame your answer in a civil, constructive way.
Of course. I mean, Eli made a whole bunch of points in that spiel, and I want to respond to a couple of them. One is this idea that, you know, that this is the oldest form of democracy and therefore we should preserve it. When caucuses were begun, it's true, we didn't have screens. And the thing about screens and what you're calling screens, the internet, is that we actually have a lot more ways to participate with each other right now that, you know, that are a lot more inclusive than, you know, than this get together with your neighbors, spend a Saturday hashing it out in person. I think that the reason I would call that anti-democratic is, again, because no matter how open you make it, no matter how many notices you send out or, you know, whatever you do, fundamentally, in-person communication is both going to be more difficult than communicating online, and it's outdated. And, you know, you personally, like right now, I am communicating with, you know, I don't know how many people are being communicated to by I don't know how many people about Bernie and about Hillary online. And frankly, you know, a lot of that has been extremely unproductive. A lot of that communication is unproductive. And I didn't caucus this year. I didn't feel the need to go and get yelled at by my neighbors. And I also feel like it's kind of, you know, when you call it an activist thing, it is. It's exclusionary to the people who, you know, want to sit around and hash things out and make their points. And like I said before, it might feel good. It might feel like democracy when you go. But ultimately, you're just standing around having a college debate session. People's minds don't generally get changed. And you know, in the example that just played now, or a moment ago, you know, three or four people's minds got changed. I think it would be a lot more inclusive to do a primary where people can get the information they need online, not from their neighbors, and vote that way.
Okay,
and
let's let Eli respond
too. Turnout would increase.
Well, so these ideas are not mutually exclusive. You can get information online, and you can have information and debate online, and you can also then go and have a human interaction, a face-to-face public civil discussion with your neighbors. Those aren't mutually exclusive ideas. But there is a contradiction at the core of what Erica was just saying. She didn't go to her caucus because of the tone of the vitriol online regarding Hillary and Bernie, so it scared her away from her caucus. So how does that make sense? She doesn't like the tone of online debate,
that's
but she also doesn't like
okay,
the caucus because...
You guys can speak to each
why?
Other.
And
yeah.
Actually, a lot of people at my caucus were surprised by the civil tone of the debate there,
okay.
as opposed to the debate online.
Yeah,
okay,
Eli's
so
saying
nobody
was yelling.
The reason I didn't go to the caucus is, and maybe I was unclear, the vitriol online is plenty for me. I have been to caucuses twice in the past, and the main reason I didn't go this year is I was, like, frankly scarred by going the last time in 2008 because, you know, in addition to people yelling at me online all day, it was just people screaming at me about because I supported Hillary in 2008 and there was an overwhelming, amount of support for Obama in Seattle and particularly where I caucused in Capitol Hill. And it was intimidating, and I'm not easily intimidated, but I found it intimidating to have people yelling at me in person and saying, you know, frankly, really offensive things about Hillary. And I didn't feel the need to put myself through that. And from what I understand from people who have talked to me about their experiences this time around, surrogates tended to be more likely to be for Hillary, and people who showed up in person were more likely to be for Bernie. Now, I don't know if that like statistically holds true over the whole city, but I know a lot of people who signed surrogate forms. That's what I did because, you know, A, I had to work, and B, I don't like getting yelled at by people, and that's been my personal experience.
Okay, listen, Eli Sanders and Erica C. Barnett, we've done a good job laying out some of the pros and cons, some of the objections. Eli, what about just the bottom line of turnout? If turnout is low, let's set aside whether people are yelling or whether people are busy. If turnout is low, does that equal less democratic a process?
Well, sure. More people involved in the democratic process is always better, and that's why I think the answer is lowering barriers to caucus participation, but not doing away with them completely, not doing away with caucuses completely. And just to say, I mean, both Eric and I are just speaking from our own experience, but at my caucus, there were a number of people who said, I enjoyed this a lot more than the angry debate that's going online. This was surprisingly civil and engaging, and a lot of people ended up getting even more engaged than they were in the political process when the caucus started by becoming delegates. We heard from your report before this segment started about someone just like that who showed up at the caucus and ended up a delegate. And that's great. That's a net gain for participation in the democratic process.
Okay, so is there something we can agree on for a solution given caucuses? I hear both of you agreeing on some imperfections. Eli said, your voting holiday. Erica, what's the world you want to see for Washington State, just talking about Democrats now?
Sure. I mean, I have to say, I love the idea of a voting holiday. I do think we should do that. But I think that, you know, there's no ideal solution, but I do think primaries, which the vast majority of states have adopted, and real primaries, not like the beauty contest that we have here in Washington State after the caucuses, but real primaries, increase participation in the same way that, you know, the same reason that we have vote by mail here in Washington State. If you lower the barriers, you increase participation. And I don't think lowering the barriers to caucusing is going to increase participation, you know, as much as having a primary would, because it still requires you to take time off during your Saturday, which, you know, if you're a Starbucks barista who works on Saturdays, good luck with that. And go to a place and sit around for an indefinite amount of time. And that's a huge barrier for a lot of people.
Erica got the first word. Eli Sanders, final word. What's the world you want to see? What are you advocating for the most?
Well, it wouldn't have to be on a Saturday, first of all. If we had voting holidays, it could be on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and everyone would be off work, so everyone would have time to participate in a caucus. And I agree with Erica, the more participation, the better, the more people involved, the more democratic something is. But I just disagree. I think we can lower barriers to caucus participation. And, you know, I've never seen anyone become a delegate to their county convention just by voting on a mail-in primary ballot, or have a really interesting mind-changing discussion with their neighbors just by sitting at the kitchen table and marking, you know, a bubble on their primary ballot. There are real tangible benefits to caucusing that draw people into the public square, into civil discourse, which Eric and I both agree is lacking often, the civil discourse aspect of it, online. So the more we can promote that in public and promote participation in democracy, to me, the better, and I think caucuses have a huge potential to do that.
How are we going to conduct our democracy here in Washington State going forward? Eli Sanders, Associate Editor for The Stranger, Erica C. Barnett, the C is for crank.com. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.